Hey, welcome back inside the Quicken Loans studios at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell. What an incredible show we've had over the past 2 hours, talking a lot about the NBA All-Star Weekend. But time now in our closing segment. Hey, we're going to completely shift gears. It is time for a book review. And the Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race, it starts every year on the first weekend in March. And Mushers and their 16 dog teams leave Willow, a little north of Anchorage, Alaska, and they travel 1,000 miles day and night across the state of Alaska to Nome. So right now, we're going to have a wonderful conversation with Debbie Clark Motterow, and we're going to hear her story of running the Iditarod and her new book we're going to highlight and shine the spotlight on, Fast Into the Night, A Woman, Her Dogs, and Their Journey North on the Iditarod Trail. Good evening, Debbie. First time on the show.
Well, thanks for having me. I'm delighted to talk to you.
Well, congratulations on your book. You beautifully, you did an amazing job. You capture your amazing journey and just the personalities of your dogs, your team, and how you guys work together on trust. It truly is an amazing read, and I want to encourage all of our listeners across the country to go out and get a copy of it. But before we highlight the book, I want you to just talk about what a fantastic goal to be a part of the Iditarod. It's one thing to dream about it, but to have the courage to go out there and execute it, you're a remarkable woman.
Well, the remarkable athletes in the Iditarod are the dogs. There is no question about it. And I feel so fortunate to have had a chance to develop a backyard dog team for our family, for our young children. They went to college leaving 22 dogs in the backyard. And my son said, Mom, you have to do this. And I thought, wow, maybe I could. And I feel like I was given such an incredible opportunity, and I wanted to share some of it with the world. And so I took on another big project, which was writing the book.
Yes, and of course, you ran the Iditarod race in 2003 and 2005, and your book, it recounts those experiences. I have to ask you, too, what was the experience like for you to produce this book? Because it's a beautiful memoir.
Well, thanks. My finish for Iditarod was the culmination of two races. I did not quite finish the first one. And therein, with the struggle out there, lies a particularly interesting story. And when I finally got to the finish line, I knew I'd lived this journey that was really meaningful to me. And I knew I was going to write a book about it. I wanted to honor the dogs. And so that's what I set out to do. And I also knew that in the writing, I would learn a lot more about what it had meant to get to the finish with them, but then to realize what we had shared.
Tell us about the race, the Iditarod race. It passes through 22 checkpoints along the way, just the training, the preparation, and what you went through.
Well, the race is essentially 1,000 miles. You have to be prepared for any type of weather. And in Alaska, that is a fairly significant challenge to contend with. So you're looking at good trail, bad trail, wind, cold, heat. The dogs don't do well when it's over 20 degrees. So you have to be prepared for all of that. We train our dogs for years in advance, building them up every season from 5 to 10 mile runs to 80, 90 mile runs. And when we go out there, we feel very equipped. We have to, otherwise we would never do it. But there are many dimensions: nutrition, physical therapy, understanding the animals, your own fitness. So you draw on a lot of different resources to feel like you're prepared.
Debbie, I had just mentioned there's 22 checkpoints along the way in the Iditarod race. Are there veterinarians at each checkpoint to help out the dogs, make sure that they're okay?
Absolutely. There are veterinarians at each checkpoint, and even before the race starts, every dog has full blood workup done and EKGs. There are no doctors out there in any official capacity, but there are veterinarians that give full physicals to every dog at most stops along the way. It's pretty remarkable, and they are invaluable partners to the mushers out there. The vet crew is amazing.
I'm looking at the cover of your book, Fast Into the Night, A Woman, Her Dogs, and Their Journey North on the Iditarod Trail. We're visiting with Debbie Clark Motterow, and what's interesting is that, looking at the cover and the picture, the dogs, you would think they would be big and athletic, but they're really not. They seem like they're a little bit more diminutive. Am I right?
You're right. Those two leaders, Kanga and Juliet, probably at that point, they weighed maybe 40 pounds.
Wow.
And We had just launched off my first starting line, and Juliet gets so excited about starting line.
Yeah.
She got so excited she would spin in her harness and gargle and carry on. And Kanga, the dark-colored one, is this serious, focused dog. But boy, when they hear go, you can see they're just all focus. I was excited to find that photo when we were looking for a cover photo. I did not know it existed.
It's a great book. Fast Into the Night, A Woman, Her Dogs, and Their Journey North on the Iditarod Trail. We are quickly running out of time. I got to ask you this. I mean, I'm from Great Falls, Montana. That is beautiful. Big sky country. I love the outdoors. But tell for our listeners, kind of create a visual. I mean, what's it like running the race on an Alaskan night? I mean, what's the sky like?
Well, it's the dogs love running at night. So you start out with sunset and the pastel colors, just the sky changes very slowly during the race. It's usually between 7 and 8 at night. You fall into darkness and then the stars come out. And then if it's a clear night and you're lucky, the northern lights, the aurora, comes out on occasion. And the awesome thing is then you run often all night, because that's a really great choice in certain conditions, and the dogs love the mystery of the night, and then you start seeing that sky lighten again for sunrise. And it's pretty wild to witness the coming and going of the night.
The title of the book is Fast Into the Night, A Woman, Her Dogs, Their Journey North on the Iditarod Trail. Congratulations. I tell you what, Debbie, there's so much more I would love to dive into, but we are just flat out of time, and we very much appreciate you coming on the show, and congratulations on all your success and producing this amazing read.
Well, thanks so much. It's really an honor to be talking to you.
Special thank you to all of our amazing guests this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Join us each and every Friday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time right here at YSR.